Hello dear, you are listening Compassion for All Animals and I am your host Abhishek. Today's podcast is all about the meat consumption and environment. So, do we really think that meat consumption is really really good and it is really good for endos more protein? And without meat consumption, lots of people are saying that, oh, how do we get rid of the protein deficiency? We will don't get the protein and we will blah 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 blah. Lots of things are faced by the vegans or plant-based, those who are try to be vegetarian, vegan or plant-based. So let's ask you one thing, that those who are where from the animals, suppose a goat or cows or buffaloes, are getting their protein from? Basically, they are getting their protein from the plants. You know what? That they are grazing on the field and they will just eat the grasses and all the stuff those who are growing in the field. This way, they will grow through the amino acid. Protein is not just a single molecule. It is filled with amino acid. Amino acid in our body, when all the digestion process it has start, then the amino acid it has broken down into protein, lipoase and other stuff. So it's a myth that we are in our society that we are manipulated from the childhood that without meat or without fish we can't get our protein. So there's a plant-based huge amount of protein that we can get from plants. Like that, in protein you can choose on tofu, you can get the protein from soya bean, soya milk, soya chunk. Those who are having some issues on soya based product, those who can eat like legumes, rajmas, all type of Indian foods are in market. So basically we can get our protein and all type of things from the plant. So there has some issues that we are facing right now, or our society has feeded in from the childhood that without the this we cannot live, or we cannot grow our muscle or something like that. There has lots of person throughout the world, or in India especially, Virat Kohli is a vegan, or he is a plant-based, or there is Sunil Chhetri is also a vegan, there is Amir Khan is here. There's a lot of person, those who turn to be a plant-based or they will turn to be a vegan. So it is just a mindful thought that we are, our society just feeded us. So it's not true that where from we get our protein. It's a few of them are just saying that we cannot try to reduce the taste bud or something like that. That how can we commemorate with the meat taste or something like that? This is not really really working. In plant based, like you will get to if you are really crave on your taste bud, basically when you are unable to get the taste of vegetables, there has a plenty of vegan or plant-based options is in market, and especially in India since last few days the vegetarian vegans population is growing day by day, especially vegans population. Yeah, just because of that they are more likely to concern about their health. When we are eating the, especially in India, we are not huge population of red meat like beef or something like that. The main population, they are consuming mainly chicken or goat's meat or something like that. So after consuming the huge amount of animal derived product, those are really really don't good for our health. They have huge amount of saturated fat. Those are really really stuck into our blood vessel. They are causing heart diseases. They are causing lots of kidney disease, lots of problem related on blood pressure, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, and lots of things are happening when the consumption of meat product is huge. And those who are consume lots of meat, though, they are facing problem. So it's a great way to start a plant-based option is everywhere. And India, not everywhere, but you can get the protein from plants, legumes, dals, all type of things, especially in India. There's a huge population of vegetarian, so the huge population of vegetarian, they are consuming, they don't consume the meat. But what about the dairy consumption? That in vegetarian, like we are in India, that we are thinking that our mentality has stuck in a place that, oh, we are vegetarian, we don't kill or exploit animal right now. But yeah, one thing, first thing, that have you ever think that the dairy consumption in India is huge? World's largest dairy consumption is happening in India. Huge amount of dairy products, especially milk, like ghee, dahi, and all type of butter have a huge consumption. So have you ever think that the cow are not a machine? Okay, where does the cow goes when they are unable to produce milk? Have you ever think about this thing? No, lots of person, those who are strictly vegetarian, they are only consume huge amount of ghee, butter, chaat, and dahi, that they are thinking that, no, we are vegetarian, we are don't exploit animals or something like that, we are so pure. Nah, but have you ever go to outside of street in every nook and corner and village area or in like in a town area and city area, and even Banaras and Delhi, Mumbai, or everywhere, Delhi, especially Delhi in Haryana, Punjab, Amritsar, you will find the huge amount of stray cows are there. Why they are roaming in the street? Why? We really don't know where from the all the cattles are roaming in street. They are only eat the leftover food or leftover plastic. They are consume the plastic, huge amount of, especially in Banaras, you will find the huge amount of plastic. I have read or YouTube, I have seen a video on YouTube that it has Gaushala has conducted a surgical operation of a cow, that there it has in the belly of inside the stomach, it has around 100 kilos of plastic inside the inside a cow. How cruel that we are only consume, okay, dairy products, those who are vegetarian, though they are consuming dairy goods, and they are thinking that, yeah, we don't care about we are not harming any type of animals, but they do harm indirect method, like we are consuming huge amount of dairy, and after stop producing the milk of the cow, or of the cow will either go to slaughterhouse, or the owner of the dairy or the small farm, or like to they have like 7 to 8 cows or buffaloes, and they don't those who are unable to produce milk, and the age of 5 or 6, the cow, the owner of the cow, they will just left the cow or buffalo in the they just give them like ab tum jao abhi bahar khelo. This type of thing is happening in India, that we are consume huge amount of dairy product, huge amount of this thing, that we do all type of things. So what we should do. Oh, vegetarian says that no, I am not indirectly or directly without milk. How do we sustain our life? How do we sustain? Without ghee chalta nahi hai. India mein sab kuch ghee mein banta hai. This type of thing is happening especially in India. Yeah, it is true. In northern part like Punjab, Haryana, you will find that there's everything is made out of ghee, chhach or those type of thing. So what we can do, what the vegetarians should start to deteriorate the consumption of milk. That, yeah, I'm not saying that stop eating any kind of dairy products, stop eating meat, stop eating, turn to be 100% vegan. It is it's really hard for lots of person. But when we try to reduce the consumption of meat, dairy and everything, we will definitely we will try to enhance the health, and we will enhance the animal we will make a good combination. So be compassionate. Whatever you love to eat, yeah, it's our personal choice. It's personal choice for you, your families. We don't have to. There is a huge amount of thing that we suppose. If I will kill a person directly and saying that I have anger on this person, you don't have to write to talk with me, or you have to police have don't write to send me the jail just because of that I have some problem with this person. It is my personal choice. This is not your personal choice. It's the personal choice. Yeah, it is personal choice. Like, yeah, it is your personal choice. When in the food, yeah, it is food, and meat or dairy or anything is not banned or illegal. This meat or dairy or anything is not illegal in any part of India, or I think in the world there has each and every country they have promote meat or something. There's not legal or something like that. Yeah, we have legal meat or illegal meat. Like you can eat a goat meat or cow meat, okay, but you can't eat dog meat, okay, in India, or tiger meat or any type of wild animals meat. Okay, so this thing is happening. Legal and illegal is happening in India specifically. So I'm not saying that leave or complete stop the things and try to be vegan or something like that. No, I don't say this thing. So what I or anybody can say you, that be compassionate. If you are consume meat, okay, you can try to reduce the consumption of meat that you have taken right now. Like you are taking like 6 day meat, okay, so why don't you choose 1 day off? Okay, in India, specifically in Bengal regions where I am from, so in Bengal there is a few days like on Thursday few of them are not taking meat, and Saturday they are we Bengalis are not taking much or fish or any kind of non-veg item. Okay, let's reduction the consumption of more. Like those who are in India, for a few part in Bengal, there's a lots of person, those who are teenager, those consume huge amount of chicken, like these things. Okay, so try to reduce like 1 day off, complete off. Okay, this thing can make a baby step. It is really, really helpful for each and everyone. Okay, when we reduce the consumption of meat or dairies or any kind of animal derived products, we at least can help a bit. we can step toward a change. So let's do first initiate your step toward a sustainable, or meat is not a sustainable thing. If it would be a sustainable thing, the around 80.3 billion land animals are killed just for meat in yearly. Okay, did we really get the sustainability score up or down? In globally, there's around 33% land and water resources are used only for factory farming. We are stepping toward a global warming that we are cut down trees not just because of the factory farming. There is more thing, but it is the factory farm is the one of the main reason of deforestation. Okay, the number of forests are cut down just because of to raise more animals. This thing is happening. It has the data. Lots of institution, lots of research has been done under different parameters. And this way, through consumption of less or day by day the reduction, and ultimately we have to replace with there has day by day the increase of plant-based options, and they are really really going down the price. Like they will turn to be the sustainable option. Just because of that, plant is the sustainable option. Without plant-based thing, we cannot be achieve that portion of sustainability. So be compassionate toward all the living being, compassionate to understand, yeah, we are doing only baby step can make a change. Step toward a sustainable future for betterment of animals, for the betterment of earth, and for the betterment of your health. When we consume more vegetables, then we consume more, when we consume more plant-based, we can make ourselves more healthy, more active, more proactive actually. So take a pledge today to step toward a plant-based and sustainable option of food and lifestyle. Choose plant-based things and reduce your consumption of meat. Okay, thank you for staying with me, and please do listen my podcast, please share my podcast, and please review my podcast whichever platform that you are listening from: Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Castbox, or any other platform which one is available. So stay tuned, stay blessed, and be compassionate for all the living animals. Thank you. Bye-bye.